March 24th, 2020, month-end meeting at 6:30, and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
3, 2...
All right, we've got 30 seconds here. All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to an audit meeting. Please stand by while experiencing technical difficulties. So we got a 15-second video up. It's too late.
Does it go up automatically?
Oh, yeah. So he's already got it.
Yeah, but. There we go.
I should have picked the back and let John sit here.
Yeah, we checked.
That's fine. I'm not ready.
I was called for it, so.
All right, we're good.
All set?
3, 2, 1.
Okay, we're going to get started for the end of the month audit meeting here for March 24th, 2020. What we're doing this evening is a little unique in that it's the first time Town of Moreau has broadcast live via Facebook. Obviously, it's an effort to protect the public, our residents and visitors, which actually we no longer have here at Town Hall as a result of Town Hall being closed to the public. For the benefit of our viewers, I just want to introduce our Town Board members. On my right, Councilmember Noonan. In the back row, on my left in the back row, Councilmember Hogan. In the front row, to my left, Councilmember LeClaire. And on her right is Councilmember Donahue. So with that, we'll begin the audit meeting. And I do have a couple items for discussion this evening. First item is we have a voucher from PS Technical Services. This is for the email accounts that we operate here at Town Hall, and while the monthly cost is below the threshold for requires Town Board approval, the fact that our bookkeeper is looking for approval for March, April, and part of the month of February, that amount exceeds our threshold. So I'll be looking for a motion from the board to approve the payment of the voucher for PS Technical Services in the amount of $1,516.90. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item for discussion, actually we're going to take two items. That's a voucher from Roselle East Incorporated and K&G Electric Company Incorporated. We have separate vouchers. I'll discuss them in detail, but in general, this was for an emergency repair for the Farnham Road Pump Station sewer pump, which obviously had to be taken care of immediately. The town did have a backup pump that we were able to install. However, we did require the services of these two vendors to complete that work. So we have the first voucher from Roselle East Incorporated for lifting services for that equipment repair. And there's a voucher in the amount of $3,317.11. This money would be paid from account GIA 110.4, and we'll take them together. The third voucher for this discussion this evening is from K&J Electric Company, and that is for the labor services to replace the pump at the Farnham Road location. It also includes the taps and fees, and that's for an additional $1,003.17. And these funds would come from account GI-8110.4 as well. So I'd entertain a motion to authorize payment for that emergency repair.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. And then the final item I have for discussion this evening for the audit meeting, we have a voucher from Jack Hall Plumbing and Heating. This is also for an emergency repair to unclog the main drain line here at Town Hall. And this is it's actually from November 14th of 2019. It includes labor, parts, and materials. We just received the voucher, that's why we're paying it this evening. And the bill is in the amount of $1,542.80. This will be paid from account A1620.401.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. That's all I have for discussion. Do you have any other questions? I'd also like to point out off of camera, we do have the town clerk, Lillian McKay, here, as well as Jeffrey Cruz from my office, who's handling the technical aspects of making sure that this meeting is broadcast. Are all the vouchers signed for tomorrow?
You know, there were some that had a few, you guys all signed, because there were some that had a few signatures.
We had the ones for discussion you guys just approved. We had a few that the board needs to approve.
Thank you. not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second.
Third. You got that, Lillian? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? The motion carries. Thank you, everyone. And we'll need a motion to close the meeting.
Motion to close the audit meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
We'll resume at about 29.
Yep, we will resume at 7 p.m. this evening, the regular Monroe Town Board meeting. Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular Monroe Town Board meeting for March 24th, 2020. As a result of the current medical issue or crisis that our country is facing, we, to comply with the open meetings law, are broadcasting live via Facebook. And for all viewers that are tuning in, we welcome you. And with that, I'll entertain a roll call.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember LeClaire?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And just for the benefit of our viewers, on my right is Councilmember Noonan. On my left is Councilmember Hogan. On the front left is Councilmember LeClaire. And on the front right is Councilmember Donahue. We also have off camera the town clerk, Leanne McCabe. And we'll have council here shortly, also off camera. So with that, I'll ask board members to rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. We have been joined by council, as I indicated, is also above. Aaron. And as you can see, we are coming to you live because Town Hall is closed to the public. That is something that we did earlier this week in an effort to protect the safety and well-being of not only our residents, but employees and our visitors. And we are set up to practice social distancing, and that's why you see the distance between board members this evening. First item on this evening's agenda is approval of the minutes. We have March 10th, 2020, which was a regular town board meeting. Does anyone have any comments, corrections for those? If not, I entertain a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Item two on this evening's agenda is set future meetings and workshops. The only thing I will need is as we are getting close to the expiration of the town's annual insurance policy, it expires on May 1st of 2020. Request that our insurance committee, which is comprised of council members Donahue and Hogan, reach out to my office and we'll do a conference call with the insurance committee with Dave Meager from AmSure, who currently represents us for the town's insurance policy.
Okay.
And you know, the sooner we can do that, the better. Preferably with a nice 5 days or so.
Okay.
Does anyone else need a board meeting or workshop at this time? Right. Item three on this evening's agenda is listed as COVID-19 update. Just want to start off by thanking the county public health staff, our law enforcement, and our first responders, as well as our local first responders, who are currently on the front lines of this pandemic. And at the county level, I can tell you they're working incredible hours. away from their families, to serve our residents and to protect the public's health. And these are very challenging times. Our staff at the county has been there from day one. They continue to do yeoman's work, and on behalf of our residents, I just want to make sure that they're recognized. Here in New York State, as of midday today, there were just over 91,000 individuals that have been tested for the coronavirus. There have actually been, of that total, 12,000 that were tested within the past 24 hours. We know that just over 3,200 are currently hospitalized in New York State, and of that number, 756, or 23%, is in the ICU on ventilators. So this is a very serious pandemic, it's changing. The information that we're receiving is changing rapidly, daily, sometimes hourly. Here at the town, I'll go into it a little greater detail shortly. We are putting those updates on our website so that the public is informed and has the latest information that I have as supervisor available to me. Here in Saratoga County, as of several hours ago, 1,278 individuals have been tested. Of that number, we know that at least 64 have come back with positives, and that number continues to grow. New York State right now is leading the country in outbreaks. We're at the top. Before this board meeting started, I know the president was on television providing updates and providing information as to the federal assistance that's going to be coming to New York State. So, this is something that's very serious. The town is taking it very serious. As a result of that, I just want to, outline what we've been doing here at the town level. March 18th, I declared a state of emergency. As I indicated earlier, I'm providing updates that I'm receiving to the county to our website. When we received the executive order, several executive orders from the governor, we made those appropriate changes. And as they relate to staffing here at Town Hall, we sent non-essential staff home. We determined who is deemed essential staff. In that determination, I classified department heads as essential staff, and even essential staff by governor's executive order was required to be cut by at least 50%. So overall, essential staff here at the town is well below the threshold of 50% per that executive order. We do have highway employees that on days like today, when that requires that our roads be maintained clear and safe for travel, they were all in performing their normally assigned duties. I have given the highway superintendent the authority to determine on any given day what is an essential service. We do have guidelines from various sources on what is deemed essential services. I can tell you that water and sewer operations are obviously essential services, snow plowing, other weather emergencies, repairs on our infrastructure, which includes culverts, traffic lights, signage, building cleaning and maintenance. I can tell you that when this pandemic broke, we changed how we do cleaning here at Town Hall, and our staff that is responsible for that has now doubled the amount of time they spend here wiping down surfaces prior to Town Hall being closed. He still continues to come in and do those services. Obviously, with the public not having access to Town Hall, you know, not as much work is required from the standpoint of, you know, trash removal and things like that. However, all the surface is continuing to be wiped down to protect the current town board as well as staff that are working here on a daily basis. It's my intention to continue to have a local government operate here in the town of Moreau. That's the reason for deeming our department heads as essential personnel. I personally believe that it is times like this where government, one of the major functions of government, is to serve its residents, and we are continuing to do that here, obviously at a somewhat reduced staffing level per directives from the state, and we will continue to make the necessary changes as directed by New York State. We are also in an effort to minimize exposure. We have provided for the actual closure of the highway department in addition to or the highway garage, I should say, as well as town hall. However, at this time, we continue to leave our recreational park open for our residents. We do have postings at the entrance to the park that indicate that anyone using the park practice social distancing in an effort to make sure that there are no congregations of individuals. We've gone ahead and dismantled the basketball hoops. But, you know, in my travels to the park, which I do several times a day, and I'm receiving reports from my recreation leader, everyone's practicing social distancing. Most of the folks that are in there are walking their dog, jogging, walking themselves. And I think it's important, especially with individuals being directed to stay at home from higher levels of government, that we make sure that we provide this opportunity for our residents. I will intend to keep the park open until I see that the governor moves forward and closes all state parks. And I have not seen that directive come at this point in time. So that's the update that I have now. I just want to add, before I move on to the next item on the agenda, as I indicated earlier, the town hall is closed to the public. However, we are operating in normal capacity at the department level. I encourage anyone who is looking for assistance or to be served by the town hall function to reach out, view our website, reach out to the department heads. Their telephone numbers are there, their extensions are there, their emails are there. And we also have out front a drop box for any drop-offs here at town hall, so there's no direct contact between town staff and members of our community. And I know the clerk is using that when it comes to receiving tax, sewer and water bills, and just about done on tax bills.
Right? Yep.
Also, the town court is closed, but I know that the town court clerk is still available to assist any individuals. That number is posted on our website as well. The dog control officer continues to perform her duties, and her telephone number is available on the website. So that's all I have for the COVID-19 update. I don't know if any other board members have anything they'd like to add at this time.
Just to comment on Supervisor Kuzner's activity with this and his role at the county, I've called in daily for updates to check with him, and he's always off doing something with it. So at this point, I'm assuming he must be exhausted. And keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And it's a great team effort. you know, especially at the county level, we've got great staff that are, you know, at the forefront on this, and, you know, they are working long hours, a lot of time away from their families, but, you know, they're serving the community to the best of their abilities, and we appreciate all that. Anything else? If not, we'll move on to item number 4 on this evening's agenda, which is the Saratoga County IMA recycling contract. The town of Rowe is one of 4 recycling centers around the county that receives funding from the county to accept recyclables. I have a contract before me. The town receives $35,000 in funding from the county to keep that service available to not only our residents, but surrounding communities in Saratoga County. And obviously we're the northernmost municipality in the county for receiving recyclables. So I'm looking from the board authority for the supervisor to sign the intermunicipal agreement. I believe board members should have a copy of that. So that we can continue to provide that service and, more importantly, receive that check. Jeffrey's smiling because he likes to get money.
Oh, sure. I would move to authorize you to sign the contract for the recycling center and
second.
And
I'll second that. Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Item 5 on the agenda is listed as the Monroe Community Center request that I received last week. Again, as we have done in the past, they're asking if it's okay that the fees be waived for the Monroe Community Center softball, pickup softball league that they organize annually. This requires a town board resolution on it. And I recommend that we continue to waive the fees as we have done in the past. So somebody would like to make that motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 6 on the agenda is managed services for IT and telecommunications. Earlier this month, the town board put out a request for RFPs for our IT service and telecommunications. I believe the cutoff date was last Friday then?
Yes.
Friday. So we did receive 2 proposals. The first one is from Silver Horizon out of Brooklyn, and they offered a fee in the amount of $52,800 annually during normal business hours and $120 per hour outside normal business hours. They also provide an additional quote for, I believe, like voiceover internet services in the amount of $6,000. And then we received a second response to the RFP from a local company, actually here across the river in Queensbury, from Stored Technology Solutions, in the amount of $20,400 annually during normal business hours and $95 per hour outside the normal business hours. I don't know if the board members have had an opportunity to take a look at those 2 proposals. If you have, my recommendation would be to move on that tonight because we're still in the process of doing an upgrade to our server. We're actually using a borrowed server as a result of an incident that we had Christmas Day of 2019. So
board is wanting to move, my recommendation would be to go with the lowest price. That would be StoreTech Technology Solutions at $20,400 annually during normal business hours, with $95 per hour outside of normal hours. This is something that we did budget for in 2019. It is within the amount that we had budgeted for this purpose. Somebody would like to move it or something.
Second.
And any discussion?
I would just like to add that I think it's a good choice to go with StoreTech. They helped us so much during that incident that you referenced on Christmas Day. I know they work with quite a few municipalities as well, so they're aware of the requirements needed by a municipality to keep information safe and protected. So I think it's a perfectly fine company to do business with.
Any other comments? No. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion approved unanimously. Item 7 on the agenda, I have listed as a laptop purchase for Town Hall. This was necessitated as a result of the directive from the governor to executive order that requires non-essential staff to work from home. And as a result of that, well, I don't believe she's non-essential staff. My confidential secretary, who wears multiple hats, is also responsible in assisting with the warrant, putting payroll together, is unable to do that working from home without an upgraded laptop. So my recommendation was to purchase a laptop that can not only be used for this particular challenging time to keep government operating here, but something that can be used for the future moving forward. And so I believe all the board members have a request for a purchase with actually four quotes on it. The first one is from Best Buy for an HP NV360 15.6 inch screen 12 gigabyte memory. The price is $1,099.99. Also from the same vendor is another laptop manufactured by Dell Inspiron. Same size screen, same amount of memory, same price, $1,099.99. And then another vendor, Staples, offers a Samsung notebook 15.6 inch screen, 8 gigabyte memory, for a price of $1,133.99. And the same vendor also offers a Samsung notebook, same size screen, twice the memory at 16 gigabytes for $1,442.99. We do have monies in account A1620.2 that has a current balance as of the end of February of $5,000. This was not budgeted for, but under the circumstances, I deem this as an emergency purchase to keep government operating. And the recommendation is to purchase the HP Envy from Best Buy, mainly because it has the quickest delivery and has comparable price and specs. And that would be in the amount of $1,099.99.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Under Highway Department request item number 8 on the agenda. I'm not sure if this will still be scheduled, but in the interim, I think the town board should move forward with the request from the highway superintendent to attend the 2020 highway school. This is an annual school that's held at Ithaca College, Ithaca, New York, sponsored by the Association of Towns of the State of New York, as well as Cornell University Local Roads Program. And the dates of the school are June 1st through the 3rd, 2020. The registration fee, if we pay it by May 15th, is $110. Paul has indicated that this would be funded from account A1510.401, which has a current balance of $2,200 as of March 2nd. And the total amount budgeted in that account was for those purposes of $2,200. And my recommendation would be to authorize Paul to register and attend this training, and that travel to use a personal vehicle is deemed a proper town charge.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Just as an aside, also in the Highway Department, I had a pre-construction meeting on March 11th regarding replacement of the highway garage roof. Of course, things scheduling may be a little off as a result of the health situation that we're dealing with. But at that time, they thought they'd be getting work in 6 to 8 weeks, which would have put us around April 22nd or the week of April 29th. If you recall, the contract specified that the completion of the work must be done by August 31st, 2020. And somewhere here, I think it said it would take approximately 8 weeks to put in the roof. So I'll keep you updated for any changes in that schedule as we move forward. I did schedule, I think every other week, a construction meeting for Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. You know, obviously, the board members won't, you know, if you'd like to attend, that's fine, as long as, you know, no more than two of us there at any one time.
It might be a person of 6 feet.
So that's highway. Item 9, town clerk financial audit. This is something that the town is required to do statutorily as directed by the controller. And our principal account clerk, Jeffrey Cruz, has performed the financial audit report. He not only operates the camera here this evening, but he's a financial wizard as well. So that's why we keep him on staff. So before us this evening is the audit report for the period ending December 31st, 2019 for the town clerk / receiver of taxes, and this requires approval by town board resolution, and so I'll be looking for a resolution stating that the town board acknowledges that the required examination of the town of Monroe town clerk's financial records for the year ending December 31st, 2019 has been completed, and that the town board accepts and approves the report of this examination.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And similarly, we're also required to perform the same audit for town court's financial records. And I would also entertain a resolution that the town board acknowledges that the required examination of the town clerk's financial records for the year ended December 31st, 2019 has been completed, and that be further resolved that the town board accepts and approves report this examination.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So that takes us to supervisor items. We just have a few items. And I know our principal accounts clerk will be happy to hear the first one. I received notification from the Saratoga County Planning Department that the town of Monroe has been awarded a grant in the amount of $10,000 for construction of a trail along Hudson River from Nolan Road to Old Benton Road, which we have deemed the scenic Hudson River Byway Trail. As the board recalls, we have, this is a matching grant, so we'll have to match that. That won't be a problem because the board recalled during last year's budget discussion, we earmarked monies for construction of a paved multi-use trail along the river. So this is quite timely, we appreciate the county deeming this a worthwhile project by helping us fund it. So we have an extra $10,000 to do a period of that.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Also under supervisor items, I met with Rick Chase, who is a senior public affairs consultant with Transmission Developers, and he's the point man for working with and reaching out to local governments in relation to the DC electric line that's been going to be constructed in the next several years, coming from Hydro-Quebec, bringing low-cost power to New York City. And that, for the most part, they have it underwater through part of the state. I think it's going to be under Lake Champlain. However, it does have to go through municipalities and be buried. Here in the town of Moreau, it will follow the rail right away, coming from Fort Edward down through the southern part of the town. They're finishing up, finalizing negotiations with the rail company, so that is all tied up. The good news is that this is a capital improvement, and as a result, the town will be receiving funding for that line going through, and I think, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe based on the 2014 assessment roll, that's about $300,000 that will be coming to the town, obviously with the value in real time is going to be higher than that. So in the near future, once things are finalized, it's going to require a resolution of this board authorizing them to basically, we have to come up with a use and crossing agreement for our town road for that will cross. Mm-hmm. The town obviously owns the road and the right of way that crosses the track. And we'll have to authorize that in the future. So I want to make you aware of that. I also received correspondence from Mr. Dominic Tom in relation to extra pay for certain county employees, something he's not supportive of, and something that I have spoken on publicly, and he asked that his comments be included in this evening's record, so I'll provide that to the clerk so that that would be part of the minutes.
Thank you. And
I think that's all I have on the supervisors' items, committee reports. Anybody have a committee item?
Oh, so in regards to transportation, I had a call on Pat, basically saying that Lucia was there this past week. They've done some work, but they're not complete, and he will keep me posted. I haven't heard anything more from him about the rugs, other than what had happened was somebody brought in a 20 by 20 rug along with underlayment. And he ended up getting fees for both the rug and the underlayment at our current rate. He's supposed to be putting something together for me to give estimates of what he would like to see changed so that I can bring it forward to others. I also talked with the Republican about that. And, he said it's difficult because the thing is, the menu that they've got down there is possible around $15 or whatever. What I suggested to Ted is put, you know, rugs $15 and up. And maybe they have to make it, you know, a distinction. Paul would be about that. Let the person there make a distinction and it looks like it's twice as much, or twice as much. Because I think it's going to be hard to narrow it down and put it on the price schedule. You know, you're going to put 12, 13, 15, 18. I think it's going to have to maybe be a judgment call. But he said he's going to think about that. He also told me he's going to think of some other alternatives to doing that. Because it is a problem. The guy comes in with a 12-foot rug, he's going to say, it's only 12-foot long. Yeah, but it's like, it's huge. And we certainly don't want to be given the start of the year.
No, I got it. I understand.
Anything that we can do to take the gray area out of our policies and make it black and white. I know our residents appreciate that. So I guess the committee will come up with a recommendation for that moving forward.
Yes.
And then we'll discuss it. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Councilman.
Under sewer and water, we recently received back some data from our engineer, the LaVerge Group, regarding our IMA with the village. They pointed out some interesting things that maybe we didn't talk about the first time around without knowing the scope of the project in the village. So I think at some point we have to have some sort of a gathering of water committee, village, and possibly, you know, supervising maybe an engineer to figure out exactly what their needs are, what we can provide, and of course with Jesse Fish, our water superintendent. So get our heads together on that and figure out when to get that taken care of. I know our agreement with the village runs out on May 1st.
May 1st.
Right, so we'll move on that really quickly.
Good. Yeah, we, for public benefit, we had this agenda item for discussion. And at that time, it was currently being reviewed by the town's engineer that handles our water and sewer districts. And you know, we want to have an expert take a look at it and make sure, you know, we're acting appropriately. He did have some concerns, recommendations, and I think you know, the water committee meets with the village on that. We can talk about that and bring it back to the board, and we'll have a full board discussion on that.
Sounds good.
Any other committee reports? Before we adjourn here, for the public's benefit, I just want to let them know that the zoning board meeting for Wednesday of this week, which had two public hearings scheduled, has been postponed indefinitely. My hope is that once we come up with a mechanism where the public to interact with the zoning board members, which is required for a public hearing, that we will be able to reschedule those public hearings in a timely fashion, but we're not there yet, so I had to cancel the meeting for this week.
Didn't you have to schedule a meeting for the next 2 weeks?
A public hearing?
The 31st.
NYSERDA meeting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you that based on the governor's directive for 100% non-essential employees staying home and not reporting to work, first of all, that is not going to happen. Second of all, in our effort to keep town hall closed and protect the public, we're going to have to cancel that. So we'll cancel that tonight.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that? Mm-hmm. And I'll let NYSERDA know, which I'm sure they're aware of, officially I'll let them know that's canceled.
Yep.
Anything else? No. Council, do you have anything?
No.
Leanne? All right. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks for your time, everyone. All right.